What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Built Different podcast. My name is Zach Clinton. I'll be your host, and as we continue to grow, I'll have friends joining me each week to interview some of the leading experts in the fields of motivational speaking, mental health, ministry, and even sports. Our goal is to instill hope, encouragement, and motivation in and through your life today, and our prayer is that after each episode, you'd be more equipped and encouraged to look, love, and live more like Christ from the inside out. That's our definition of what it means to be built different. So I hope you're ready. You better buckle up. Let's roll. What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to this week's edition of the Built Different podcast. You guys, we're so excited to be releasing another incredible conversation with you guys today that really provides you and your family with a very unique opportunity and a very specific call to action. Like the last two episodes, this week's episode comes from an interview we were able to record at our most recent 2023 AACC No Hope, that's K-N-O-W Hope, World Conference that we were able to host at the beautiful Gaylord Opryland Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee just a few weeks back. For those of you that were there, what an incredible event that was, where God really just showed up and showed off in powerful ways. And my friends, for those of you that maybe weren't there, I encourage you to be a part of what God is doing here at the American Association of Christian Counselors. We have several events and several different opportunities that you can be a part of. One of those events is we have extraordinary women events across the country. For all you ladies out there, you moms, aunts, grandmothers, daughters, sisters, all of you ladies listening today, we came out of our most recent extraordinary women event that we hosted in the beautiful Lancaster, Pennsylvania area. You guys, it was a sold out crowd of over 3,500 women who showed up, who were hungry to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to be educated, equipped, and encouraged for the road ahead. We have our upcoming Ignite Men's Impact Weekend for all you guys out there, all you men out there who love a good time, who want to come and just be encouraged and be equipped and to grow and to build in your faith, but also to just build in community, to come maybe with your hunting and fishing buddies, some of your dudes who you watch Sunday night football with. I'm telling you guys, it's going to be an incredible event. We have an unbelievable lineup this upcoming year, March 8th and 9th, Thomas Road Baptist Church, Lynchburg, Virginia. We're going to be having Tim Tebow, Craig Groeschel, Pastor Tim Timberlake, Brian Dawkins, Ted Cunningham will be hosting the event with me. We have several other big-name guests that we'll be announcing, including an incredible concert on Friday night. My friends, you don't want to miss it. These are two incredible ministry events. They're just simple weekend events, a Friday night, all-day Saturday type of event where you will come and be refreshed and be renewed and be refilled for the life and the journey and the calling that God has bestowed upon you. They're incredible events, but also maybe for those of you that want to come and get further educated and equipped in terms of the people helping professions, the mental health fields, we have our AACC Mega National event coming up next September in Dallas, Texas, and then we'll have our upcoming 2025 AACC World Conference that we'll be hosting right back in Nashville, Tennessee, two of our best events that we will be hosting. And let me tell you guys, God always shows up, and it's just something amazing when we all gather together. We cannot wait for those events. So you guys, there are several opportunities to come to some of those, and we're excited for all that God has planned. We would love to see you there because we love being a part of your life. However, as I mentioned, today's episode stems from a conversation that we were able to have at our most recent World Conference. And joining us today is going to be a two-time Emmy Award-winning filmmaker and producer. His name is Kyle Roberts. Kyle's been a part of and produced several films, but today specifically, we're going to be talking about his upcoming release of his brand new movie titled What Rhymes with Reason, airing just a week from today's release date on October the 10th, which is better known as World Mental Health Day. I'm going to give you guys just a call to action up front. Also at the end, because you guys, I think this movie is so important and it is so critical for such a time as this. So what I would challenge you right now is on October the 10th, go pack the theaters and let's get some energy and some buzz and some excitement building around this incredibly needed new movie. The movie involves a tragedy which ignites a group of teens to go on a quest to find a legendary landmark hidden in the wilderness. Together, they navigate the adventure while confronting the darkness within themselves. Why I love this movie though, you guys, is that it really helps shed a light on the many challenges that our youth and adolescents are facing today. Sadly, suicide has become a rampant epidemic across our country, especially in the lives of our youth and adolescents. And that's heartbreaking to me, you guys. And I think it really just shows and reveals that we need more awareness on the topic and we need to be better equipped to meet the needs of today's generations like never before. This is exactly what that is. It's an incredible opportunity for so many families to be able to have some of those difficult yet imperative conversations together. Kyle really was called to the mission of developing a film that was family-friendly, not corny, family-friendly, but yet it highlights some of the challenges that our next gen is facing, such as anxiety, depression, identity development, and even conversations and thoughts of suicide. However, Kyle's heart and what you'll see in the culmination of the film is that he wants every young person watching the film to know that they are seen, that they're heard, that they're understood, that they're loved, that they are not alone, and that they were created by God on purpose and for a purpose. That's his heart. You'll hear it all throughout today's conversation about the little details and about how God has just orchestrated and you've seen his fingerprints all over this movie and the development of the movie throughout. So again, my friends, I challenge you, don't just listen to today's episode and be inspired by hearing an incredible story and the background of an incredible new movie that's coming out, but I challenge you, my friends, to actually do something with this information. Take your friends, take your families, and pack the movie theaters out on October the 10th to go see the brand new movie, What Rhymes with Reason, because my friends, there is no greater time than this to have a movie like this come out to just unpack and to just unveil some of the challenges again that we're facing in culture and society today. So my friends, that being said, let me take you to today's interview and let me introduce you again to our dear friend and Emmy Award-winning producer, Mr. Kyle Roberts. Kyle, thank you so much for joining me today, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Such a blessing getting to spend some time with you. You're an Emmy Award-winning director, specializing in film projects, which include stop-motion animation and live-action narratives. You serve as the founder and creative director of Reckless Abandonment Pictures, LLC, an independent motion picture company based in Oklahoma City. You have a new upcoming movie. It's releasing October 10th, World Mental Health Day. It's titled, What Rhymes with Reason? I got to ask you up front, because you're here at our AACC No Hope World Conference, that's KNOW Hope World Conference in Nashville, Tennessee. 7,000 people, helpers. You've been able to promote it. We just pushed it from stage.
Yeah.
Why that title? What rhymes with reason?
That's a great question. People are going to have to get tickets to find out.
That's right.
So as a film, coming of age drama, that's about identity and about purpose, that is one of the number one questions they're asking, and really we ask as humans, right? No matter the age we are, is what is the rhyme and reason we're here? What is the purpose we are calling on this earth? And so, to not spoil things too much,
yes,
they end up basically finding out that what rhymes with reason is God has a perfect plan for their life, and it's perfect beyond our imagination.
I love that.
Yes,
God has that perfect plan. I kind of want to go back into the plan that God and the journey that God has brought you on, right? There's a lot of backwater to stories, a lot of especially what's behind and fuels the messages that we always get the opportunity of communicating or delivering. For you, man, being in this space, producing films, was that always the goal, or kind of where did God bring you from?
Yeah, so I kind of knew when I was about 15 years old that I wanted to be a director, wanted to make movies. I felt a calling in my life, and I remember vividly laying in bed and felt like, call it the Holy Spirit, that God was like, I have something to show through you, let's go. And that scared the crud out of me, you know, as a kid laying in bed. It wasn't an audible sound, but I knew that's what he was saying. And so that's been wild. So basically my whole life I've been following that. You know, I went to Oklahoma Christian, a small Christian school, but got my foundation. For 7 years I was a videographer, editor for a newspaper. So doing a lot of this stuff of interviewing people all the time for the Oklahoman, newsok.com. And during my time there, I'll say, I started playing with action figures and learning stop motion. Yeah. So I saw Fantastic Mr. Fox with my nephews and we're like, we could learn this. We could do this. And as a creative, you're going to create. That's the way God has made us. So I was going to learn a new craft, stop motion. So we recreated the 1987 Ninja Turtles cartoon intro, frame by frame, as a tribute with action figures.
Yeah,
as a stop motion.
That's crazy.
So we did it just as a fan made thing. It got on LA Times, USA Today, Wire magazine, like just blew up, millions and millions of views. And then I started getting hit up by DreamWorks and Disney and Nickelodeon to do stop motion for toys and for commercial work and for series. And it has been a privilege, you know, to work with them, speak to youth, speak to families, And with this film, that's kind of been the journey of my life, is God saying, okay, let's do this here, let's do this here. And this film, What Rhymes With Reason, we kind of combined what I learned through all those commercial efforts of how to speak to youth, how to speak to families, my own youth ministry background through Young Life, and filmmaking chops, bring all that together, and you have a very unique, independent voice in What Rhymes With Reason.
Man, dude, as you're saying, you know, before COVID, we kind of were in a mental health crisis.
Yeah.
But now we really find ourselves in a mental health disaster.
Absolutely.
This is an independently produced film. And what that really speaks to me is that this thing, this message behind this film, What Rhymes With Reason, it means a lot to you,
yeah.
right? It's personal.
Yeah.
What kind of is the message that you really want all of the viewers to walk away with?
What I hope, so this film really is for everybody.
Yeah.
For youth, I hope they see other youth struggling on screen and they know that they are not alone and they are heard. And that's my number one hope for youth. We have so many great partners like 988 and the Hope Line and AACC, where they can go after the, you know, after the film, during the credits are rolling, much like Sound of Freedom.
That's
if
right.
people have seen that, we have a barcode on there where people can literally seek help at that moment. So it's not just a movie, even though we've carefully crafted this movie literally to break down walls and break down barriers so we can have these much needed conversations that are hard to talk about. You know, it's hard to talk with anybody, but especially teenagers, you know, you want to talk about something serious and it's hard to break down those walls sometimes.
Yes.
So you can watch this film as a family. You know, it's great to have that watchability with your kids. So parents and their kids. So for example, we have this 80s themed prom scene in our movie. So again, it's something kind of for everybody. But when they go like, what's their big hair about, or what's that, we know, what's this about? I was like, I could tell you. They can join in this together and watch this together. It's something they can both really enjoy together as a family.
There is that epidemic of suicidality in our country today, especially in the next generation. Speak to that for a moment and why that's so significant and why you really wanted to speak into the lives of our youth with this epidemic going on.
Well, that also kind of comes back what we were talking about. Just this whole time I'm reminded this is not Kyle Roberts' plan for this movie.
Right.
If it was,
that's right.
We started this 8 years ago, actually crafting the script and doing research, talking to counselors, parents, and trying to get this right. And that's so one, it's a challenge to make something real and honest.
Yep.
And it's family friendly.
Yep.
And not cheesy.
Yep.
And so that's the challenge this whole time, and we haven't taken that for granted, you know, one step of this process. But through that, if this was my plan, we would have did it in 2 years. We would have got it out there. We would have been done with it. But God is constantly reminding me that this is his plan, to have patience, because we're going to experience something with this film that we could have never imagined.
Yeah.
So roll that back into some of our stats, you know, that the CDC says the suicide is the second leading cause of death starting at age 10 with our youth today. I have a 10-year-old daughter. That is wild.
That's
right.
Wild.
And even when we started this, she was two.
That's
right.
Wild.
So who knew, even honestly, any of us 4 years ago, 5 years ago, that we needed, the world needed a family-friendly film that talked about these topics. I was a calling on my life, but I didn't know the how and the why and the when and the where, right? Yep. Like, I knew as a calling we had to do this, but I'm just constantly reminded this whole time, even that, sorry, date, October 10th. We didn't know that was World Mental Health Day.
Wow.
So we had the film was on the market for a week. We signed up with Fathom Event. They're like, we want to release this. How does October 10th sound to you guys? That was their only date in October. We're like, that's great. We're independent filmmakers. You're going to release it nationwide. This sounds awesome. The next day, we had a call with 988, who's one of our national partners, and they're like, oh my gosh, that's the perfect date. And I was like, I know that's the perfect date, but why don't you tell me? I didn't know. Well, why this is the perfect date? Like, it's World Mental Health Day. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's God pulling some strings right there, because he knew this whole time about all this. So
I was just presenting in an intensive earlier this week with Dr. Carl Benzio, and he talks about all the statistics. And when you look at the statistics, what the CDC really says is that it's that the big three C's are the leading causes of death: cardiovascular, cancer, and now COVID. But when you look under the numbers and you actually do your research, the three leading causes of death are addiction, suicidality, and abortion, right?
Yeah.
It's understanding how much of an epidemic and a mental health disaster that we find ourselves in. My name is Zach Clinton. I'm Vice President of the American Association of Christian Counselors. I'm joined by Emmy Award-winning producer Kyle Roberts. This guy has a new movie coming out October 10th, World Mental Health Day, titled What Rhymes With Reason. As we keep diving into and unpacking this film a little bit, you have a storyline where it's a bunch of kids, youth and adolescents, coming alongside of each other, and they're kind of the heroes in this story.
Yeah.
Why is that the storyline that you chose to go with, Kyle?
I think there's a lot of reasons, man. So I was a Young Life leader for 8 years. So I love youth. I love that exploration of when you're trying to, you know, coming of age, you're trying to figure out where you fit in this world and what that means and what that looks like. But I love that, you know, a lot of John Hughes films, they kind of figured out too. Breakfast Club, right? Yes. They're kind of figuring this out together, and they come to realize that they have way more in common than they ever thought, you know, kind of thing. So in our film, there's six teenagers. Jesse is kind of the glue that holds them all together, but there is an absolute tragedy that happens in their life that kind of ignites them to go on this trip into the wilderness to find this legendary landmark. So it's kind of these Goonies vibes, some of this fun adventure stuff. But through that journey together, they open up themselves, which they weren't doing before, right? So they open up themselves of thoughts of, you know, anxiety, depression, thoughts of suicide. Even in the film, the in Act One, we show this locker that has a memorial on it. It was kind of an anniversary of a student who took their life the year before, and it just shows that that's the world we live in today. You know, average, decent sized high school, they'll go through three or four in their high school experience, and that's not okay.
It's not okay.
Like we could, some of the stats we've shared is that depression is about 80%, I want to say curable, treatable, but only 20% seek treatment.
Right.
And that is wild.
It's heartbreaking.
And it's hard. You know, so we break our bone, we know what to do, we're going to the ER instantly. Exactly. But when it's internal, it's so much harder to diagnose and to understand. So that's another big hope for this film is that teens can look through that, through themselves, see some of those signs.
That's right.
For each other and to seek help.
Because I think culture and society has kind of equated brokenness with embarrassment.
Right.
Right? To where it's like, if I feel broken, then that's so embarrassing. It's humiliating. But at the end of the day, what you want to do is shed light on, hey, there are people, right? You're not alone in the midst of this. Youth, teens, adolescents, and culture and society today, they have a lot of unique stressors and pressures, right, Kyle. You actually have one of the individuals in your film, one of the characters, who talks a lot about, you know, wanting to have this social media presence, and they place so much things on the media. I always say that we live in a comparison culture built on perceived perfection.
I say, too.
Let's go! What are some of the unique stressors and pressures that you've noticed being a dad of two young girls, right? And what are the things that kind of how those work against all of the healing and that collaborative effort?
So we are people of comparison. And so teenagers today have grown up with social media their whole life. You know, whether they were given a phone at some point or not, depending on their parents or upbringing, whatever. But we're people comparison. Whether they know they're doing this, they can pull up, you know, multiple different apps at any given time. And so this is kind of a dumb analogy, but when we were kids, if we didn't get invited to a party or something, we find out the next day or later or whatever, they're probably at home alone seeing either a picture perfect picture because they just took 40 selfies and doctored up the perfect one, or it's a live feed, right? And this just that one little thing of acceptance hits so differently today, and that's one tiny thing throughout their whole adolescence experience that's just magnified. I don't even know if we know how to quantify how magnified it is. All these things that we're talking about are actually timeless teen issues, like in John Hughes' movie, and those things are timeless, but it's just magnified today more than ever.
Yeah.
More than we can imagine.
No, it's fascinating. And like you said, we need to be able to press in the right messaging to these individuals and help them recognize that their worth and their value and their identity, it's detached from their performance, right? It's completely detached from their performance. Let's take the stress and the pressure away from our kids and our youth and our next generation. I'm interested, Kyle, just in hearing a little bit more of your story and knowing that this film is really to kind of counteract suicidal ideation. Was there anything that maybe occurred within your life or your personal testimony that really spoke to that, and that's kind of why you really wanted to dive into this endeavor?
Yeah, my why for this movie. So it's a few things, mainly. One, as a Young Life leader, my wife and I were Young Life leaders together, and we were seeing a rise in anxiety, depression, and thoughts of suicide. You know, way more than even, like every year, it was just increasing. So 13 Reasons Why came out, some other shows and films, and we just knew there had to be a better way to talk about this than something that's so dark, a way of hope, you know, and through faith as well, which again is the challenge, is the hard challenge. Also, growing up, I didn't realize until we were in our 30s, my sister was diagnosed bipolar. And so that was something, growing up, I kind of walked around eggshells around her, and yeah. that's kind of the Jesse Savannah relationship in the story, more or less.
Yeah.
And then it was so telling for us when she got that diagnosis, because we realized that this is a chemical imbalance in her brain.
Yeah.
It's not a situational thing. It's not just something that just happened. Right. It's a chemical imbalance in her brain. Mm-hmm. And so that was so healing, you know, for all of us. And now she's on treatment, and you know, it's much more leveled out, which is such a blessing, right? That we have all of these things together.
It is.
So that was huge, just in the mental health space, right? To understand and to tell more stories like this. And then the third thing, so Young Life Leader, my sister. And then, yeah, myself. So through my own identity, I've had two times where I almost took my life. And one of them was during our first film, and it was this real, it sounds so stupid today. I'm gonna tell this story because I think it's important for people to hear.
Yeah.
So the first film is called Post Human Projects. It's a family-friendly teen superhero film. Mm-hmm. Our very first screening, we won Best Picture at the festival. It was Dead Center Film Festival. It's kind of a mid-tier festival in Oklahoma. The very next screening was on 4th of July in Miami.
Yeah.
And we had about half attendance, and everyone else just left because it's 4th of July and there's fireworks at night.
Right.
But I didn't know how to comprehend that. Like, I was just, went from this high.
Yep.
And we were like, it was everywhere is everything, you know, to now going somewhere and people were just leaving. And it was like, as a creative working for that, we worked on the film for 5 years, it was gut wrenching. And so I put my identity and worth in who I was as a creative.
Yep.
And that was a very good learning experience for me too. I was standing over this bridge and almost went over, you know, that's how like, It was so bizarre. And even looking at this, I almost think it's silly because it's like, I would never do that. But it was in that experience, in that, you know, that was my first feature, and just kind of experience that stuff. But because of my wife and I had a newborn child at that time in my faith, I didn't do it. But it was such a bizarre thing because I've never had any of those thoughts before. Right. But it's because I put my worth and my identity in who I was as a creative and a director. Which I've never done since that. Yeah. But it's hard, right?
It is hard. Kyle, thank you again for just that vulnerability in sharing those things. Sometimes those can be hard to even express or unpack.
Right.
But also, I wanted to thank you for allowing your pain to be turned into your purpose and your why. And I know that's why you made this film, right? What rhymes with reason? You're talking a lot about identity. I want to ask you now, as you talk about kind of the culmination of the film and understanding that these kids were made by a purpose, for a purpose, by God, how important is our faith and is God in the midst of this? And what's that message that you want every viewer to walk away with about the importance and the significance about a relationship with God, and that our worth and value is not placed in what we do, but it's placed in who he is.
Absolutely. We talk about Billy, and one of my favorite lines is Billy's, you know, Mr. Social Media, has more followers than anyone else in school, you know, kind of thing. But he's talking to Jesse, you know, and he's like, what, and I don't want to ruin all this, but this moment is really good. But he's talking to Jesse, and he's like, am I weird? Mm-hmm. You know, and Jesse's like, of course you are. We're all weird. But then he said, you know, you have more followers than anyone else in school. Like, everyone likes you. He's like, yeah, but you take all that away. And what is there left to love? And then Jesse says, Billy, you are loved by more than your likes. And so without exactly saying all this together as Christians, we're saying God loves us for who we are.
Yeah.
Right? Just because we're born, we're his children. It's not because all of the accolades. It's just because of the two Emmys I've won. He doesn't care. or anything that you've done, you know, that might you feel like is a barrier of that. Mm-hmm. He just loves us because we're his children.
Mm-hmm. So good, man. Dr. James Dobson, he has a quote that I always stick by. It says, life will trash your trophies.
Right.
All that matters in the end is who you loved and who loved you.
Yep.
Right? You're not alone. In the midst of whatever you may be going through, God is for you. God is with you, right? And he allows individuals to hopefully come alongside of you to channel those messages of hope and encouragement and motivation for such a time as this. That's why you wrote this film. That's the message behind this film. That's why AACC is back in this film, because we believe in it, right?
Yeah.
Kyle, how we always love to close our time together on the podcast is just by allowing our guests to share just a pressing word that God has placed on their heart for such a time as this. So who I want to really speak to is maybe the teenager out there who's going through a difficult time, a difficult season, where they don't know who they are. They're struggling with this identity development. They're maybe getting picked on, bullied. They're getting pulled in all different directions, right? Comparison, like you said, which is the thief of joy. They're struggling, Kyle. Yeah. What's the last word of hope, encouragement, and motivation you'll leave them with today?
I'm going to do that, but I'm going to ask you a question too.
Yeah.
What do you feel like, Zach, that teens need today more than ever?
What I would say teens need more today than ever is, I mean, embodied friendship is kind of what I would say,
yes.
Right? I think we're the most technologically connected generation, but the most relationally disconnected generation.
Yes.
So embodied friendship is really what helps us kind of get that people fuel, and it reminds us, right,
like
who
that.
God
people
is.
Fuel.
That's what it all comes down to. I think that's
yes.
what teens really need, to be reminded again of their worth and their value, because it's detached from their performance. And when we get lost in the performance side of things, like you were even mentioning in your story, I've been there, right? Finding my worth and value in what I do.
Yeah.
But that ultimately will never dictate who
right.
I am.
Right.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, and we're made and built different. We're built for friendships.
That's it, man.
You know, we're built for relationships. That's great. So really, if they're out there and they're watching this and they maybe don't know who to turn to, I mean, I would encourage them to honestly call 988. Mm-hmm. Text them. Now, I did that after our first meeting. I called them. My mom passed away with breast cancer 3 years ago, and they actually helped connect me to a counselor and a grieving nonprofit in Oklahoma City. And I was like, okay, this place is legit.
Yeah.
So, if they don't know who to turn to and who to talk to, do that. Mm. Because there's help. Then they can help you with free resources or paid resources right then and there. The Hope Line is also great. You know, we just got connected with them, and they're amazing. They have coaches, you know, that are equipped to speak to high school kids and teenagers and walk them through this. Again, with free resources that can help them right now.
Wow.
So you're not alone.
You're not alone, right? Just call, dial 988. It's
yep.
so important. Even shoot them a text. Whatever you
yep.
want, they'll provide you with those resources. I have two more questions for
yes.
you, Kyle. The first is, where can all of our listeners and viewers go, and where do they need to go to be able to find out more about you, but also remind them of October 10th, World Mental Health Day,
yep.
just being able to go see in theaters, right, your new movie, What Rhymes With Reason. Give us a little bit more information.
Yeah, WRWR, What Rhymes With Reason, yep. WRWRfilm.com is our website, and it has information on there where you can get tickets in your local theater,
yeah.
how you can get, if you have a group of people,
yeah.
we have a church engagement team that can help you get the best price you can in a theater kind of
yeah.
thing. And then also, we signed a deal with Faith Content Network that you can host it at your
wow.
local school or church.
Wow.
And so that's another tab on there. It's a real simple, quick form where they can find all this information. We also have our Spotify playlist on there. You know, mm-hmm. as any good teen movie, you have to have a good soundtrack. So there's 19 licensed tracks, a cover of Let My Love Open the Door,
wow.
which is a big scene in the movie, as you've seen.
Yep.
And we also have a small group Bible study that's free for everybody that goes through identity, mm-hmm. purpose, anxiety, and depression.
Wow. I challenge all of our listeners and viewers, go and buy tickets to
yes.
the film. It's an incredible film. It's family friendly, which is amazing, I think. And it truly is, I think, a life-changing film that will impact a lot of individuals. I just wanted to thank you for even putting it together, for sure. producing it, for all of your actors and actresses and all of the hard work and commitment that they've devoted to this process. It matters, my friend. Last question.
Yes.
How can we be praying for you?
Oh, really, it's 4-10-10. It's World Mental Health Day. I mean, yeah. this is a huge release for us and for this film. And this, so if people don't understand how the movie industry works,
yeah.
this is window one. So this impacts every next window of the release. So whether, a lot of people even ask us here, you know, when is it going to be on stream? Because people don't even like to go out to the movies anymore. They do. But it's, you know, if I could watch it at home, it's easier.
Yep.
So, but this is important. It's important to show
yes.
The movie industry that there is an appetite, there is a need for a film like this.
There is.
So it's important to go to theaters, flock to theaters, tell your friends, tell your church, but be praying for that. Because
yeah.
I know God has perfectly set this stage for this date, and I can't wait to see what happens.
Man, let me pray with you
yes.
as we close out our
yes.
time together. God, thank you just for this time. God, thank you for Kyle. Thank you again for this message that you've placed on his heart for such a time as this. God, thank you for this film, What Rhymes with Reason. God, I pray that it would do impactful and incredible things, more than we can even think or imagine, as your word says that you are capable of. I pray, God, that on October 10th, World Mental Health Day, that this would just be an ignition, a spark fire, God, that would just light and understanding and light up what is going on and all the amazing things that you are doing in and through culture and society today. Yeah, there's a lot going on. God, we need relationship. First and foremost, the relationship with you, but also relationships with one another. Remind every listener today that they're not alone, no matter what they're going through, and remind them of the truth that hope really is the key that bridges the gap between despair and resilience. Father, we love you. We praise you. We ask all of these things. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Kyle Roberts, my friend, thank you so much for just everything that you're doing, for coming alongside of us at AACC. We love you. We appreciate you. And we look forward to 10-10, World Mental Health Day, What Rhymes with Reason.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, brother. Man, you guys, what a just a great conversation with Kyle. I'm so thankful that he even got vulnerable with us and shared some of the different challenges that he's faced, that he's gone through, maybe even some of his familial things that have really just influenced maybe the trajectory of his life and really sparked the why behind this film. I always appreciate when somebody's able to just allow God into the midst of their mess and help them just transition their pain into their greatest purpose. And I believe that's what this film is. Kyle is so excited, you guys. I am so excited for the release again coming up a week from today as of the release of this episode on October the 10th, better known as World Mental Health Day. What Rhymes with Reason will be in theaters. And my friends, again, the call to action: bring your friends, bring your family. This is a family-friendly film. It's not corny, it's just family-friendly, that is able to unpack and unveil some of the many challenges and difficulties, such as anxiety, depression, identity development, suicidality, all of these different issues that especially our youth and adolescents are facing today. And I believe it provides unique opportunities to have some of those conversations together as a family. I challenge some of you parents out there listening to this episode, take your kids. It may be one of the best things you did, because I would much rather, I know this as a parent, I would much rather be the one having those conversations about some of these difficult things than some of their friends that maybe don't really know a lot about this. And it's not like a lot of other films. It's not gory. It's not anything like that. It just potentially will help provide some conversation starters and shed a light again on several of the challenges and the adversities that we face in today's culture and society. My friends, I wanted to just echo what Kyle said. As a counselor, as a mental health therapist myself, I want to push that if you're going through something hard today, if you're having thoughts of suicide, don't be afraid to reach out to 988. You can text them. You can call them. They can provide you with free resources. They can provide you with paid resources. My challenge to you is this as a counselor. You guys, there are people out there that care so much about you, that are trained, that are equipped, that specialize in these things, and they want to walk alongside of you. They want you to know this. I want you to know this. My friends, you are not alone. You are loved. You were created by God for a purpose, on purpose. He has an incredible calling and a plan for your life. I challenge you just to find somebody that can just speak life into you, that can come alongside of you, that can guide you, that can lead you, that can encourage you, that can fill you up with the necessary ingredients to step into the callings for which you were created for. My friends, there are people out there, people that want to help and people that literally are desperately wanting just specifically to walk alongside of you. My prayer is that after listening to today's episode, you would realize that, you would recognize that, and you would start reaching out for help and hope and encouragement. My friends, hope is there. I always say this as I pray over individuals. Even if God does nothing else, my friends, he's already done enough. Why? Because what he did by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to pay a substitutionary death on a cross, to then 3 days later rise again, not only defeating death, but also defeating sin. My friends, that is the good news of the gospel, and we have that opportunity to walk alongside of him. What does hope do? Hope actually is the key that bridges the gap between despair and resilience. When we understand that hope is a person, my friends, hope not only does it reshape our perspective, but it ignites our patience, it fuels our perseverance, and it is found in His presence. My prayer today is that you would recognize not only does God provide us friends for the fire, maybe that's a counselor, maybe that's somebody to walk alongside of us in the deepest and darkest pits in our lives, but also, my friends, there is a fourth man in the fire. God is in your midst. My prayer is that you would use this season of powerlessness to allow God to reveal and to draw closer to the character of His heart. My friends, He's there. He's pursuing you. He's walking alongside of you. My challenge for you today is just maybe simply to invite Him in. Jesus goes where He is invited. My friends, as always, thank you so much for joining us. And I just wanted to push one more time. Be sure to pack out the theaters. October the 10th. What rhymes with reason? I believe that God is going to do something special in and through this movie. And my prayer is that you would pray alongside of me and you would believe alongside of me that God will do something great. But we need people like you to pack out the theaters to show that we need more movies like this that are family friendly, shedding light on these types of topics from a biblical and faith-based perspective. Because my friends, it's necessary in culture and society today. Again, thank you so much for joining us. We love being a part of your life, and we hope to see you right back here next time on the Built Different Podcast.